By my clock, everyone, it's 9 o'clock, so I'd like to call to order the second day of our planning session. So we resumed that meeting. Commissioner Corvallis is still not with us today. He's out, but we have Commissioner John Trent, Commissioner Ron Robinson, Commissioner Michael White, and myself, Ron Wesson. So, Robin, we'll turn that over to you.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
We have a plan for today, but first we need to touch on two more objectives that we didn't detail yesterday. And one is super important, it's flood resiliency. Otherwise known as, you know, stormwater control or whatever, but we're calling it flood resiliency because of the number of integrated grant, you know, efforts and plans that Bertie County has been involved with in the last 6 months. So land of water, I mean, flood resiliency is the ability to institute measures to guard against or prevent to as much as possible impacts from stormwater or, you know, rain events, weather events, climate change, you know, like all of that. So Bertie County, I'm going to just recap this. Let's see, last year, North Carolina created the NC Office of Recovery and Resiliency. And what they did was they picked 20 counties to be part of that initial. This is the first time they've done this. We were part of those 20 counties, very fortunate to be involved in that. We made it through phase one and phase two. I mean, most of our work was already done because Stan Riggs had, you know, written the flood resiliency report. So we already had a lot of the preliminary engineering plans done and whatnot throughout the county. And of course, he worked with Windsor. So the third step in that flood resiliency effort, I'm just going to write NC Corps was phase three. And that was the commissioners identified what is the priority in that list of flood resiliency projects. And it was the Kashai River drainage implementation program. And that has four different action steps under it. But we then, for phase three, applied for engineering money to get that priority that y'all selected moving forward. Okay, so we did phase one and phase two. Okay, that was the planning. So we had that done.
We completed. We completed Corain.
Okay, and that was the Long Branch community.
Long Branch community.
Yeah, and that, but it still was identified in the report that was created. So,
thank you.
So phase one and phase two was planning, and then there was a list of, I don't know, like 15 different targeted spots that needed improvements. And one of them was Long Branch, which you all did get the grant.
Yeah, another one was Sutton Drive.
Yes.
Right over there next door.
Right, right. Okay, so then out of that, we got a report from SWCA. And because we have that report that came out of that phase one and phase two, we're able to apply for funding from here on out. And that was one of the primary goals of the Office of Recovery and Resiliency, was to help coastal communities, and many of them being tier one, have the background to be able to apply for a grant when the opportunities come along. Because like us, many of these counties don't have a dedicated position in their county structure that had to deal with flood resiliency.
Is their funding stream open-ended here, or is this end at some date?
Nope.
It will end after phase four. And phase four is coming up within the next couple months. And that will be implementation money for the Kashai River drainage.
But is there a date specific at
they
the end of this?
They haven't selected it yet.
Okay.
Okay, so phase three was engineering. Engineering money to get our, I think it's 7.3.4, the Kashai. Okay. So this is, we selected George Wood. He's working with Dr. Riggs on, you know, we talked about that in the last commissioner's meeting. Now, that work is moving along. Phase four, which, again, we don't know the date yet, but that will be implementation money to get those engineering drawings completed. So you may remember David has been talking about the BRIC grant. We also have applied for funding for engineering money to and grant writing money to apply for federal grants to get a lot of this work done that came out of that report. So it can cover a multitude of different projects, not just the Kashai River, but it'll probably take up that. So already we're able to take this report and use it for that BRIC grant.
I think Robin, I'm talking with FEMA.
Uh-huh.
In D.C. a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, they were sharing with me that if we sent a report with information that we're going through now, compound, and this year, Ron, the only reason y'all don't get what you need is because you don't ask. You know, when we ask, we got to have all those components.
Right. There you place. Go. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's federal.
So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This is state. Okay. So, BRIC, that application was filed for the planning, right?
Federal government agency, you know what I mean? You haven't seen it to them. They say, you know, they got the money, but people don't ask. But when you're asking, you got to have
results. You have all your information.
All your information together. Yes.
This application was filed through Mideast Commission. I think it was for 150, right? 120 with a match. Okay, but once we spend the year finalizing the engineering drawings and get the support of a grant writer who writes BRIC grants, then next year we can apply for implementation money, and we estimated it would be around $1.8 million.
Have you estimated the match?
No, they're not sure what kind of match, if any, there will be.
But I want to be clear on the dating, Robin. So you say next year, they're getting ready to start phase four shortly. And then next year is when we're going to have to submit until next year?
Okay, BRIC is different.
I understand, but is there any dating about, I mean, I just want to make sure this is an open-ended project, or once flood resilience dollars in, then the federal program changes in some way. I mean, no?
No, this is year to year.
Year to year.
But we have to be ready for it. So it's all shovel-ready projects.
Right.
So getting our initial report done is a big win. We can file every year for engineering money to support the next years. All right, so phase four, this will probably start 2 months from now.
Okay.
But this implementation money, is small.
Right. Okay. And I know the game is to get the big piece. So I just want to make sure we're not going to run out of time or runway in order the money's gone or something like that, or there's, you know, we everybody else is ahead of us.
No, we're actually good because we've had Dr. Riggs report And we have that report that was completed by SWCA. Right.
And that's the state piece. What I'm talking about, like Ron said, but the federal piece, the big money piece.
No, we're good. Because okay. We have this
right.
We've got all the information put together.
Right. We got the package.
Can I ask one question, though, in reference to this? I mean, the point, I think, that Robin just said a minute ago is that these have to be shovel-ready projects to be able to submit.
Right.
So when it comes down and we talk to people in D.C. and this, that, and the other, if we don't have a shovel-ready project, which means it's, all this has been done, that means we can't even apply.
Right.
We can't even do anything.
Right.
Right.
And that's been the problem in the past. We haven't had a shovel-ready project.
Yeah.
There was a project, I think, over was a principal Fed, but one or the other, where they got millions of dollars because they had
and Lumberton.
They had the projects already shovel ready. Okay. So when FEMA turns around and says, hey, you haven't asked, well, we haven't had these projects shovel ready till really now. I mean, they've gotten these things put together. Because this has not been an easy engineering issue with stormwater and flooding and things of that nature for here.
And I get that piece, and that's very important. That's absolutely true. My only concern is these things have a finite amount of money generally in these projects. And we want to make sure that, you know, because our ask should be a big ask. It should be a tremendous ask. And we need to make sure that, you know, there's not some end game or some end date or something. We do all the work and find out, well, you know, the money's gone.
Well, we got to be future forward thinking.
Because climate change and its impacts has brought on a new action, you know. I feel like we're doing well. We're ahead. We've done the right work. Because of the SWCA report, all of the hot spots have been identified. We're tackling one at a time. But it takes a long-range vision of who's going to do that. And that's a capacity building piece we're going to have to talk about later. But who's going to keep this on task moving forward? Because there is money that's available for it. I mean, maybe there's a department here somewhere that's able to handle this. But this is a pretty big piece to be aware of all the different grant funding and keep everything on track. Because you don't want to find out at the last minute at 130 days there's a great grant due.
Well, of course. But
that's
what I'm saying. You wouldn't have a shovel-ready project either. I mean, if that's the case.
So if we just be proactive about it and have all the information ready, then we can move forward on it.
Well, wouldn't that fall under Big Thompson's department? I mean, somewhere in that area?
He's offered incredible support, and I think that's what their role is, soil and water. He helped with the Long Branch grant. He certainly is working with George Wood on the Kashai River drainage engineering and identifying certain areas. But it's a good question.
Somebody's got to own it.
That's the point I'm making. And under what you said, was talking about yesterday, each department should be coming up with a grant they can be going after.
Yep.
So, I mean, it only sounds logical to me because they actually have a working board, right? I mean, they have a board that they have there, if that makes sense.
Makes sense to me, John, and we got a point. Zeke Thompson, will that mean that would be under his department?
Because I know when you and I had the flooding issues out there off of Weeping Mary Road, we brought Vic in out there, and he started making contact with people in the states and the feds and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Cameron, does that make sense?
It does, but I'm also thinking that what is the coordination, not just with the county, but also with the municipalities? Are we going to do this as the county, period, or are we making sure that our partners, you know, are involved in this too?
Oh, they have to be involved,
Right. So. I mean, what is their responsibility too? You know, I mean, that's got to be all defined and agreed to, I would imagine. I mean, Windsor has a big stake in this thing.
So a good example of partnering is Mr. Wood has been, he's talked to the town of Windsor, and they've gone over the plans because we want, they're all connected. I mean, the water's connected. So we want to make sure that all the planning efforts along the Kashai, you know, and what they're planning at Hoggard's Mill and in downtown Windsor, they coordinate. So that's a good example of, you know, we can't go into this just without connecting each of the municipalities.
Well, we've been working with Windsor, I mean, in reference to flooding, I mean, for the last 10 years, maybe 7 years, I guess, in reference to this.
But let me throw this out. I mean, this to me is a very high opportunity because we're one of the select groups who are, you know, been identified here. So this could be important enough for us to hire someone specifically to do this grant writing. If we can't handle it within departments, I wouldn't want to throw this on Vic if he doesn't have the time or expertise to do it. We got to make sure that somebody who knows how to write these grants is going to own this and that we can leverage to do it. I mean, I think we ought to at least think about that.
So when you talk grants, you also have to keep in mind project management.
Yeah, I mean the whole piece of it.
So right. Getting the money is one thing, but coordinating the consultants, the engineers, crafting all that is a whole different ball of wax.
That's why we brought you in, primarily when we were talking about looking at, you know, tall glass of water, because we knew that we couldn't handle it here. I don't want to make that same mistake about this.
Yeah,
who's going to handle
this?
This
is too big. And I think we're starting, we have some questions, and everybody's going to have to dive deep about how that's going to work out. Just had a thought. Yeah, because so far on flood resiliency, it's David Tracy and myself kind of cobbling together. We've learned a lot, but you know, it's not our bailiwick.
This makes that a point. Three county folks. There are other folks in the municipalities who need to have a voice and need to be a part of and need to put something in the game too, if we need resources to do this correctly.
Right. Well, remember that SWCA, they spent a year having all those public meetings and going to different municipalities. So we've got a great input from residential folks, you know, not just county input or municipal input.
Yeah, make sure I'll try one more time to make my point. I know we've had the input. I'm talking about in the output of what we request and how we're going to manage it and pay for it. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Who's going to do
writing that? Writing it down. Yeah, I understand.
Right.
But real quick, while we're on BRIC, we should receive notice of that grant this summer. And then next fall, when the next cycle of BRIC comes up, we will have done our work and we should be able to file for the implementation money. So this is a good pattern. We get applied for planning money, engineering money, and then go for implementation. So. Yes. All right.
Hey, how you doing, Anthony?
Nicole and I keep talking about, okay, let's what is capacity building? But before we dive into that, assets, let's just confirm that Bertie County's assets. Can I close that?
Sure.
So what a, let's just pull it in. What are Bertie's best assets?
You mean across all disciplines, all everything?
Yep. Okay. The things that you are going to form your growth around, your livability, improved livability, your citizens being happy, and your new economic development plans.
Well, of course, too, if you're throwing everything all together, I mean, it goes back down to assets. I mean, which would be publicly. I mean, it's going to be some housing. Okay. You're looking at our development around Tall Glass of Water. I mean, you're looking at the added ecotourism. Things of that nature would be assets for us.
So when you say Tall Glass of Water, ecotourism, that's
waterfront.
A core asset is water.
Waterfront, yeah.
Another core asset.
Agriculture.
Yep.
Land, a lot of it.
Y'all have got open land, forests.
We have
how many municipalities? We have eight.
Eight municipalities.
You've got great municipalities.
Yeah. You got buildings.
Brick and mortar municipalities.
And the number of buildings is key.
I mean, when I first came into Pertie, I'm like, oh my gosh, nature. You guys have got a wealth of nature. Now that touches on this, but culture and history. And that's what stands out to me.
And I think one of me, it's our location within the Northeast.
Okay.
Right? We, we are really kind of the center of the Northeast area.
I have to add this.
That's a
I
big
think
one.
People. Guys, mm-hmm. I think
culture
people.
And history.
Mm-hmm. So, like in my grant writing brain. Those are the things that always come out. They always surface, and we tie it together.
This may sound strange, but I think actually one of our needs. One of our assets is our need, is our, economic status is an asset. if we were Wake County or Mecklenburg, that's not an asset for them sometimes, but we are, it's easier to make the case for the things we need, I think. I hate this.
So you're like weird. Rural.
Our economic status. I mean, the fact that we are a tier one county, the fact that we have defined needs. I mean, I don't know if you play, I'm not saying play on that, but does that make it more?
Well, I kind of look at an asset as something you've already acquired or you have already, correct?
Right. Good thing. Yeah.
I mean, that's how I look at it. That's one reason that.
That's why I say buildings, and you've done acquired all the buildings there. It's just like your house.
Right. Yep. Yeah, transportation, yeah. Perfect. All right, capacity building. let's firm up that definition before we go into each objective. Okay, what does it mean?
Why don't you just put Capitol Building? We know that it's funding.
Capital projects. Yep.
Capital. You know, that's funding for the capacity.
All right. You're planning.
Dedicated resources.
I have down planning. Is your planning in place
to be zoning?
Able... Pardon?
Zoning.
Okay. Yeah, hold on, because that, I'm going to loop around to that. So, zoning and the different departments falls under like strong administration, you know. Do you have your structure in place at the administrative level to be able to achieve the capacity building steps that you need?
Yeah. You got to have your zoning in place too, because one reason, if in some areas may be zone business, which is then some areas zone residential, and then some areas are zone agriculture.
Right.
You know, so you can't, you know, it's just basically for farm purposes. And but if you got, if you ain't got the zoning in place, then you can't do some things in the area that you may want to.
Correct. So I'm going to put that under economic develop industry, because okay, that's a capacity building thing that needs to happen.
Okay.
Right. Be addressed.
When you wrote administration, and see, and that's kind of what I referred to when I said resources, I meant dedicated resources. Okay. Because the problem we have too often in this county is who's going to handle it? Whose responsibility is it? That's beyond just administration. You know, I mean, we have a very small administrative staff, very small. So
it's just people in general, Robin, like people is under capacity building. All the right people on the bus knowing what they're supposed to do.
I write that down?
Absolutely. That's my
but see, but you know what? That's a good point.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm saying that is the because,
HR.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it also goes back to what we were talking about as far as hypothetically the water resiliency plan, flood resiliency, you know?
Right.
That department should be over that. They should be out researching. That manager under management should be bringing down to the next level.
Right.
You need to be doing this.
Right.
Okay.
That's
and doing
right.
that. I mean, and I don't see that, because in business, that's what you do. Okay?
Right. Right.
And
what about
instead of saying, I don't know if they got enough time, I don't know if they're doing this, I don't know if they can do that.
Right.
I mean, I think that's something that they need to tell manager. Okay.
Right.
And then manager sees how he can fix this with middle management. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the point I'm trying to make. Okay. That I was trying to make a few minutes ago. And after hearing what Michael just had to say, then of course it just feeds right into what I just said about flood resiliency and the department and where it should be in at.
So strong internal network, good communication.
Yeah. I think, of course, but I think it's deeper than that. I mean, I hate charts that give the tier
down. No responsibility.
Like restructuring.
Yeah.
No responsibility.
Exactly. I mean, because department heads in different departments, and I'm just speaking for myself, should have this functionality, the mental capacity to say, okay, management comes to them and says, okay, we've got flood resiliency. You need to do this. You need to do that. Or you should be doing this and you should be doing that, to the point where all of a sudden it catches on. And now they're in front of the curve instead of us being behind the curve. And that's what I see. Okay. That's how I see it. It should be pushed forward.
What a lot of places do, Robin, if they have a major project, right, for the county, they identify what responsibility every office within the county has to that project. So it's specific. Is there a role for registered deeds? Is there a role for maintenance? Is there a role for water? I mean, and that doesn't mean that every department is there, but you identify those and they have specific roles, you know, based on the functionality, what we're trying to do. That structure.
Okay. So I can do a bigger picture example. Okay. So we're working on all these objectives, right? And as we start drilling down the needs for each, for health, senior services, et cetera, we need to know who's going to be responsible. We need to do some projections on, are there specific projects that are going to be undertaken? Or they may be an initiative, may not be a one-time project, maybe a long-term initiative. Are we going to see where we've got voids? We need an employee. We need to do something there to address that goal. And then we go, but how are we going to connect all that? So I think that's the discussion we're having now, is how are we connecting all that? How are we being sure that we're all on the same page and we understand what our path forward is? Am I right?
Because it goes from, I mean, you do have your day-to-day operations. That's unmistakable. But you also have to have that future-minded growth, right? Okay? And if you don't have the future-minded growth with day-to-day operations, then you're not going to move anywhere. You're stagnant.
What is the strategy that you're going to employ? That's right. The key.
So that's where
anything. Yes.
That's here we are.
You also need to gain stakeholders. You need to include the county
partners. Stakeholders.
Mm-hmm. So a capacity building, we're addressing all that. It's everything that we need to do to achieve that vision.
And I think the word that kind of jumped out when I looked at them all together is structure. We need some kind of structure around how we build capacity.
Yeah, but if you're looking at, well, capacity is a very big item for us, right? Okay.
It means, can mean a lot of, all of, we have all of these things. So that, okay. So we have to have some structure to
but again,
either one of them.
Right. No, I agree with you. But what it boils down to is, the way I look at it is, the people that should be doing that would be management and assistant management. Giving direction, mm-hmm. coming to us with ideas, us turning around, looking at these ideas, approving these ideas or not approving these ideas, seeing what direction we're moving into, because all this, like I said, capital, okay, the funding, which was resources, planning, administration, okay? I mean, all these things fall in my opinion, with them to keep this ball moving. Okay.
It doesn't. Right. I think our responsibility, right, though, the board, is to give that high level direction, right? But I think we do have some responsibility around structure, right?
I don't think, and I agree. We have responsibility of all of it, but they need to be coming to us futuristic ideas. Okay.
Yeah. But
okay?
I'm right.
That's what it boils down to.
So usually a board gives the charge to the administrative team. They say, this is our vision, this is where we want to go. Right. But if we just say that, if we stop just there, this is where you want to go, that's a little too open-ended. We have to say, agree on some kind of strategy.
A strategic plan.
Yeah. And then they execute on round that.
But did you hear me say it comes back to the board, right?
Right.
Exactly. Right. So that's what keeps it moving forward, okay? Right. So, I mean, that is the whole idea.
But they should be bringing stuff. So I agree. They should be bringing stuff to us, not us continuously bringing ideas to them.
Yes.
Let's vote on it all of a sudden.
Yes.
Right? That's where we need to stop doing that. Yeah. Like Juan should be bringing ideas to us where we act upon them, yes or no.
And Assistant County Manager and Juan need to be meeting and talking about these things and moving these things together and bring them towards the board.
Right.
And then, you know, once it comes to us, we vote on it, whatever. Then they need to get with department heads and get them acting in that role that they have been assigned to, which means they're a department manager. Okay, now this here is underwater. This is where it's at. Management talks to him and says, okay, you know, this is what we need you to do, A, B, C, D. And he says, well, I can't get that grant because I don't know how to write that grant. Okay, then they figure out how they're going to do it, what they're going to do. And if it has to come back to us, then it comes back to us. And then we get a report back from management that states where we're at with these things, okay? So they just don't go stagnant and fall to the side.
What I have seen most effective, whenever you see things presented, like under the association, how counties operate, what normally happens is the board has a charge. We're going to do strategic planning, whatever, right? But then when we identify these areas, management puts together a team in terms of who should be on that team to address these things, because you can't just have 1, 2, 3 people. They've got to come up with, well, who do we need to attack? Recreation. Who's that team of folks? Not just internal, but sometimes the external people. If you're dealing with something like economic development, there may be outside folks that you bring in, depending on what it is. But that team is what they put together and work around and bring those ideas, because relying on just 2 or 3 people to bring us ideas won't happen, because they all have other. You got to have a team, a specific team around an area of that you're working on, I think.
But it doesn't come from us. That's what John said. Like they do that.
But we have to give them that charge to do that. They work under what we ask them to do. Right. So we have to say, we'd like you to do X.
That's the strategic plan you were talking about.
That is correct. Yeah, correct.
Like the vision, and then you have the strategic plan. These are what we're trying to accomplish over the next 4 years.
Right.
And then that's their charge.
Right.
And then,
but things are going to crop up.
Yeah.
But so then they
responsibility.
But then they address it. And if it's something that they don't address, that has to come back to us, then they bring it back to us. And they keep us updated as far as what's happening.
Right. And all of this is being done also so that we don't miss the opportunities. We're all on the same page. And I know we keep talking about this, but we keep going back to it. If we're ready, we're all on the same page. We have good communication. We've got a good plan in place. We're 2 steps closer to enacting each of those projects and initiatives. So, good. Can we have 5 minutes?
Absolutely.
We're going to be rearranging stickies.
All right. It's 5 all you need? 5 or 10?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a 5-minute break. Be back at our 4:15.
So we're looking to point out the primary capacity building pieces for education for each one of these. Just high level.
What do we mean? I blinked. I'm so sorry. I saw you looking at me and I looked back. I have no clue what you said. I apologize. Say it again.
Can you see that corner right
there? I can. But what were you saying?
Oh, saying. Oh, yes. Okay.
What did you say?
I said, we're going to start left to right. All right.
Okay.
High level capacity building. It's okay. I was thinking about something else.
Can you see that? I just broke it down.
Capacity building. Got it.
Yes. 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 We want to identify.
Told you that's
our primary steps in each one of these. All right. We're not going to get too down into the weeds, but primary steps. And then let's talk about what your priorities are. So while we're fleshing out this plan and moving forward, there's definitely some things that need to just stay top activity level. So y'all identify those after we're done. Okay. So education. What are we looking at?
I think the first thing we do with education is to identify partners around that.
Okay.
A broader area of education. Who are the partners? That includes school system, community college, any, whoever they are.
Okay. All right. What their input. And that may be it. That's a huge step.
Another thing you need to identify education industries, because you got a lot of industries, they've come out and they school know type of trades they need for their industry.
Okay, so once you're talking with the partners, diving into next steps. For that big.
Put those partners together, you need to identify the priority, the big priority in education.
Okay.
We're all on the same page. You know, this is what we're going to do collectively.
Okay. Flood resiliency. Just finished talking about that. Sounded like we need to talk to soil and water. Okay.
Hey, can we go back? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You kind of asked that key question. What part do you think you play in this?
Me?
Not you. Soil and water.
Oh, I was going to say. That switch gears on me.
Robin, go back to education real quick, because I think we need to have an idea of what we are looking for as well. Like it says need input, but you're going to need to ask them or tell them what you are hoping for or what you are looking for as well.
What the county is looking
for. Sure.
We need to talk to industry and see what they need also, what they're looking for. What we're going down to was we had a situation where we're running a chill on, okay? And Purdue saying they need people to have an understanding of robotics, okay? Because they're moving into robotics. And, of course, that's a whole new facet of education. It's pretty new to this area, as far as what they're doing. And, the communication with industry to get the trade
the people that they need to do the job that they need.
So that's what I'm saying. Yes. So what you're looking for is for them to have a partnership to help Purdue. That's what I'm saying. Like, now I'm not saying you go to them to say like, we want robotics and we want this and we want that, but like, what we want is to
what
our partners, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. And they can tell us that we need,
exactly,
you know, people in electronics, then we can offer that trade.
Perfect.
That's what I said, but I don't know why I get there.
I wrote it down.
Okay.
Got it. It's good.
I'm trying to get a good understanding. You know, it looks like, are we trying to say, what is the way of handling each of these things, right? Or are we looking at each of these things, doing different things in each of these things?
Each of these things are different.
But is there a general way of attack all of them? Like, that's why, like I mentioned, we need partner input, putting them together, or ID priority. There's certain things you do first, then you get into the more grand stuff. I think it seems like we're attacking each one without a common thread about how we approach things. Do we bring partners together? Do we ID priorities? Then do we do what I'm hearing now about the specific drill down? That's what comes out of those discussions. But if you start with the drill down, you miss the structure.
Right. And so we're not starting with the drill down. We're starting each one of these, we're definitely going to say, where's the partner input?
Well, yes.
Right. And so when we talked about what is capacity building, I mean, yes, we're going to talk about each of these. That's the flow. That's your common thread. But the specifics are going to be different. And some of these projects or initiatives, you know, are in different levels of readiness. Some are just starting. Some are already well underway. Okay. All right. So if we need to go back, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, flood resiliency. So we're sitting down with soil and water, seeing what their role is, looking over what the SWCA flood resiliency report says. You know, and
when we flood and we probably need to sit down with Vic pretty soon because I understand he's retiring in a minute.
Yeah.
No.
And they're knowledgeable in the industry. SWCA also offers counties, you know, they're an external consultant, and that may not work here, I don't know. But they're, and people like them are another resource. And instead of having, if you don't have a department to take care of it, get a consultant going. That could be an avenue too. It's just something worth talking about. Somebody who's used to dealing with it and is tapped into what those funding resources are. Housing diversity. Okay, so we're going to be identifying. Okay, we need to revisit, and you probably have the assessments for Bertie County. Chowans, I just saw last week. It's a pretty detailed breakdown of what their housing needs are. You know, the holes in the market, et cetera. But from that point forward, what do we do? So that we see action on all of these. And maybe one is more of a priority than another.
Well, let me ask you, what are we doing right now?
Probably also training, but also mainly.
What are we planning for?
What would their role be in this? I mean, when it comes down to housing, we got a board, we got a planning director. What do they play? What is their part? Okay, here. I know what I have in my mind. Okay. But I don't know if that's what's in their mind or her mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
One thing I can tell you is that we, if funding is one of the capacity building steps, we have a deadline of the end of this month in Rural Partners Network to identify what our ask is going to be around housing.
So how's that going to be addressed? How much detail does Bertie County need to provide?
I think that's what the county managers were supposed to get together, but it does not have to be a detailed thing. It is a, they're talking about, my recollection was like a couple of pages. How you break out the larger, what is larger housing? But is your specific ask? If it is workforce market rate, another county may say, no, we want low income. Another may say we want demolition of existing or something. But that's just the first thing, to get a placeholder for you so they know where to send you. And then they'll come back and tell you what more detailed information you need to do workforce housing. You follow me? They just want to know, what do you want, what direction you want to go. They'll identify resources for you, and that resource will tell you what you need in order to get funded for that. That's the structure.
Right. And so when we find out that we need more, maybe research or planning documents, who takes care of that?
Well, again, I go back to the middle manager. I mean, they're going to be involved in that department. They need to be doing some of these things and doing the legwork. And again, that's delegation. And that should be in the job description part of what they do.
I agree that should be specific county people identified. But when you do housing, you're going to have other people. If you're going to target the qualified census tract, you're going to need somebody from Orlando. If you're going to do Windsor, you're going to need somebody from Windsor, because those are the partners that you're going to need to have early on in order to do anything in housing. But they have to be at people from day one. If it has to be housing within 2.5 miles of downtown, that's Windsor. If you're going to do anything in with federal dollars, it's going to have to be qualified census tract.
Excuse me. I can't stand you. Okay, so this is where we talked about yesterday, just for a second, that I'm going to bring again.
Okay.
And don't hear taxes. Hear anything. Hear anything. But we have got to be a little bit out of the box thinking how we can support people who don't live in the 2 mile radius, who don't live in the Orlando census tract you're talking about, anywhere else in this county, that somebody who's going to take an old house and fix it up and willing to sell it, that we are going to say, we appreciate it, we support you, here's an advantage. Some way. I don't care how it is. We'll mow your yard for 2 weeks. Something.
Okay.
So not taxes. Let's not do that. There's anything. I just want to
say the word.
I just think outside the box.
Okay. Humanity for society. You can volunteer. That's an incentive to help the person that buying the house, because they had to bring a 10% of money and can work to the table.
Mike, we just brought a company in that's funded, they're a nonprofit, into Bertie County. If you were that person who bought an old house, right? You now own that house.
Okay.
These folks are willing to come into your house if you qualify and fix your house.
There's the if I qualify. I'm not going to qualify,
majority of folks in Bertie County, they don't have to follow a federal standard. They can follow you. Ron, when you called in the people to help on your house, did they give you a bunch of hassle about that person?
No, but when I call people, people stop by now, they won't participate with a landlord investor.
No. You have to be the owner.
They have to be the owner.
Right.
But then I gave Humanity Society attended. They couldn't find a person that qualified until they called me. I gave one of my attendants that had good credit. You had to have good credit because you got to pay the money back at some point in a very, like, 1% interest rate, you know. But they came in and restored the whole house, you know. And her cost at closing, they waived that. Okay, they waived that part. That was an incentive deal, but at the same time, she had to come in and work along with them.
Right. So in Carolina Builders, if you own a house, you bought a house that needed a repair, they would come in and repair that house and bring it up to standard for you. It would not cost you anything. But they are not a federal agency. So all they need to know is that you don't have the money to do it yourself. And they're willing to do it. It's not an income level or anything like that. If you have insurance, they'll say, we'll work with your insurance company. They'll do part of it and we'll do the rest.
I think we're talking about two different things.
I'm saying that's one. But you also talked about somebody who wants to build a house and flip it. That we need assistance on that side too.
So, I mean, that one diversity in housing.
Yeah.
Diversity. All different types of housing.
Yeah. But now, let me make myself clear. And please, listen, I'm going to make myself clear. If you buy an old house, John,
I do it all the time.
And put it back together. $50,000, $100,000 worth of material in the house. And flip the house without living in the house.
For 1 year.
See, I'm not talking about 1 year. Oh, I'm just sharing this with Michael Ron. Mm-hmm. I'm just sharing this with Michael. So he will know it. He will get a free ride to Raleigh and be sitting in front of the.
Got that right.
And so be sitting in front of the. What was the name of that group, John?
North Carolina General Contractors Licensing Board.
Yep.
But again, that is if you turn around and build or try to flip.
Yeah.
Now, if you go and buy a house, okay, and you remodel the house, carpet, kitchen cabinet, something of that nature, and you want to rent it, you can do that. As long as it's not built from the ground up.
It seems like this. There's so many pieces of housing. It's first of all, it's new housing of all kinds, right?
Right.
Well, you don't have housing. Then there is keeping people in their existing homes. Then there are incentives for people to come in, right, and do something around housing. It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
And what I heard you say, like I thought, is some incentive to get people to want to
rehab a house.
Right. But
ride through a community. We won't even say a name.
You don't have to because they're all over the place.
I thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have no, absolutely.
And that junk ordinance, like you can look through at some of these houses in Berkeley and it looks terrible.
I'll give you a perfect example of what Mike's talking about. And again, I'm going to use Lewiston because I live in Lewiston, okay? You go down, house that was built probably 1995 is abandoned. Roof is collapsing in, sign on the front of the house, a bank owned, whatever, okay? I've called them numerous times. They will not return a call, okay? That's where municipalities have got to get involved and say, hey, we're filing suit or doing something, okay, to be able to get these houses cleaned up because there's investors out there that would invest and buy these houses, rehab these houses, remodel them, and rent these houses. And provide housing for our citizens.
And if they're too far gone, you should be tearing them down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why in that conversation about housing, it was all aspects of housing. It's new workforce development. It's tearing down things that are beyond repair. It's keeping people in the existing homes. To incentives for people to acquire a house.
Right.
Well, let me ask you, all these things.
Yeah. And one thing you brought up, Ron, was David Peel's organization, Carolina Rebuilders, okay. That's a house that somebody already owns.
Yep.
Okay. That has been got storm damage or it needs repairs beyond their means, correct?
Could just be old, right? Yeah.
Okay. Did I just describe that to the T?
You did.
Okay. That's what they do. I think it's a great organization. I think it's a great thing to do.
That's all they do.
But that's different than what he's talking about.
Right.
completely different.
Yeah, but the one thing Ron was trying to get you to understand is that if you, where your money comes from depends on whether or not you can flip that house or not.
Right.
You can't take public money and flip that house.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me show you one more thing. Now, that's another incentive. Cato has an incentive. You go there and you take the class. I don't know whether they give a test at the end of the day or not, but anyway, you take the class. They give you $10,000 towards the closing. I mean, that's no money out of pocket.
That's right.
No out of pocket money, John. You know, you live there under their, you know, under the conditions that they give, like 10 years before you can sell. I don't know whether or not you can sublease it or not, but they do on me. They sublease on me all the time. Hell, they living free. That's an incentive, ain't it?
So, so I guess I'm going to go back, and I'm going to beat this dead horse one more time, and I promise to God I'm going to be done. You continue to talk about workforce housing. I'm not talking about anybody who's living in the house. I'm talking about the person at Econo who wanted to come move and work in Econo. We heard that in a meeting, right?
Yep.
They could not find a house that they wanted to live in, right?
Yeah. There wasn't anything available.
Right.
Nothing available.
So, workforce housing and renting a something else are two different things.
Yes.
Okay. So what I am only suggesting is us to think about a rehab house that there's one on this King Street right here that is beautiful now, right? That was not beautiful 3 years ago. Somebody come in, make it look nice where people can want to say, I'm willing to come to Econo and work. This will be the house I live in right here. Not talking about renting it. So like, I don't mean, even if we pay closing costs, even if we said, you know what, we value having workforce housing, we're going to set aside $50,000 this year and we'll pay the closing costs until it runs out. You don't have to take that to the bank. I'm just throwing suggestions out there. I'm not trying to go to jail. I don't want you to go to jail. But I do want some open-minded people on this board who are willing to think about something else besides a grocery store 2 miles away or our land or something. It's
Does the school have those houses that they were renting?
No.
They don't have them no more. Okay.
They had to sell them.
Back to your point about the grocery store 2 miles, that is a way of funding through the state, okay? And it doesn't work because, as we've all brought up, the reasons why. But prior to me ever doing any of this, I mean, I don't know how government can incentivize me to go out and buy a house to fix it when the incentive for me to do it is that the return on investment is about 22%. And that breaks it down right there. So I don't know how they're going to make me want to do that unless I want to do it. And I'm going to do it because, you know, there's value in anything. Just like owning a used car lot, selling used vehicles.
Yeah.
There's value in it, more so than a new cars.
There are restrictions, as my understanding, under general statute, that a government like us cannot give that kind of individual assistance to a person because we can't. I mean, it's found money, so that means that they have to then follow certain rules and guidelines in order for us to be able to do it. I mean, because they say that we're interfering with the private sector. Even that land, when the town of Windsor wanted to give me, us, that land for partners, they couldn't do it unless we were going to do low-income housing because the town was giving it. That was the restriction. If they gave up money to do it, it just happened that the only piece of money that they allowed us to do housing with was that ARPA money. If they had given out of their budget, we couldn't have done it.
And the reason being is taxpayer money.
That's right. That's what they say. I mean,
I'm good. I said I'm done beating the horse. I'm good.
Right. But why not let's bring all of the players together around housing and say, hey, guys, what do you bring? Cato, Carolina Rebuild, anybody who's interested out and say, what are the elements that we can bring together? Because there are a million of them. I can tell you some of the municipalities say they want to tear down existing stuff, old dilapidated stuff.
Okay, so diving into that, what is that initiative going to look like? What is that housing initiative? Who's responsible for it here?
Well,
we may not solve that.
You've got two different factors here. Number one, you got building department, and then you got municipalities. Okay, municipalities work under our building department as far as
code,
you know, code, pulling permits, things of that nature. They would call up our building department, ask for an inspector to come out, look at this building to see if it should be destroyed, condemned. And if it's condemned, then there's a legal suit that will be filed against the owner of that particular house, whoever that may be. And what I'm seeing in municipalities is the amount of money having to be spent to have these buildings or single family homes torn down. And that's where this ugliness that you're talking about is coming in at. Maybe there should be some way to incentivize the municipalities or to assist them in getting these buildings torn down or these houses torn down, because they don't have the financial means to get all these things done. And maybe that's the approach that we need to look at. Then these things can be set up.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron, you'd brought up once before, I think you did too, Ron, about capital fund. Okay. If that is ever formed, if that's ever done, then maybe a percentage of that money can be used to clean the county, because you got to understand those houses may be in municipality, and if we're working with municipality, they're still a part of the county too. And it's an eyesore for everybody. Okay. And that's how I think it could work. Okay.
Believe it or not, I mean, you have to start, if your purpose is getting rid of blight, right?
Yeah.
You have to have, first of all, you have to have an ordinance.
Right.
You have no ordinance that allows you to do it. Then you may not own that. Somebody owns that property, whether or not they took care of it or not. Somebody owns it, mm-hmm. right? You then got to file against them to be able to take it or be able to tear it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you need the funding to do it. Those kind of the three pieces. You got to have an ordinance in place first. Then you got to deal with who owns the property. And then you got to have the means in order to take it down and diminish.
Well, there is an ordinance, okay? It was written a long time ago. Now I'm talking about a long time ago, 20, 25 years ago, something of that nature, because I couldn't find it at one time. But there is an ordinance about condemning a building and how to go about doing it that is in a municipality. There is an ordinance, because Lewiston had to get it.
Yeah, but when each
David's over there typing in, maybe he can find it.
But each community would have to have an ordinance, right? Each municipality.
Actually, it was an ordinance that was
uniform.
It was combined with the municipalities of how they go about working. Mm. Now, I'm telling you that because Lewiston had to get it, all Landis had to use it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And honestly, planning, Tracy may be able to help with this, because you've had one of our inspectors would have to go out and condemn it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And I know all Landis has done that numerous times. Lewiston has done it two times now, maybe three times.
So there is teeth in it.
There is, yeah. I mean, there seems to be teeth. The biggest problem is having legal carrying it to the next stage.
Yeah. The biggest problem is enforcing it, because it's the same way they enforce junk calls in the yard. The same thing, same way we can enforce taking possession of condemned houses that have been condemned. You know, we do have an enforcement agency on board, but a lot of those houses in the county need to be identified. And landowners, if they're paying the taxes, need to be notified.
Right. Because I was always understood that municipalities could have ordinance, but the county, we don't have those kinds of ordinance, do we?
We got the nuisance and abatement, but what it boils down to is that they're coming to the county, okay? The county's sending an inspector out there to condemn it. And maybe it's an MOU of some sort that they have with them. Right. I forget now, because this has been about 6 years ago and they found this and they had it. What the exact wording is, I don't know.
Yeah. I know municipalities can do it, but I'm saying the county. Do we have that?
I can't answer that question.
I don't think we do.
Because I've never known us to do that to anybody since I've been here.
There were several houses in South Windsor in my district that were really in blight, had rats and all kinds of things. Neighbors around them said, you know, came in, wanted them torn down, right?
Well, it's got to be a structural issue.
As long as that person was still the owner and they had not taken that property, you couldn't do anything unless you wanted to go and take them to court and take it.
I know in our lender, I own a house right here. This house here, the town condemned. Okay. 3 months later, they condemned it, cleaned it, just like that, you know. But I think the county can do the same. I know the state, now when I work with the state, they did the same thing. They condemned the house and bulldozed it down, but they contact the landowner first, you know. I think they might have given land value.
Probably a question to ask legal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're bringing those down.
Well, we could really clean up the county like that, man.
We could.
It's going to be a big section. All right, we're ready to move on. Juan, does this help you?
It was a red car.
In response,
a junk car.
RPM.
We have the housing survey, and it's outdated, but we have it. You know.
So our capacity building for health.
Oh.
How has the county worked on that in the past? Who is there a department responsible for health supporting initiatives? Or
I think the we had Tammy that used to sit on the health board.
Albemarle Regional. Yeah.
Because it's regionalized, and I think it's what, 7 counties.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That are combined together, and she would be the mouth for Bertie County on that. As far as
think about health in the county, there are several different organizations that control health in Bertie County.
Okay.
One is, as John said, Albemarle Regional Health, but then you have Trillium, and then you have
ECU
Rural Health, and then you have ECU Health.
Right.
Those are all of the partners that need to come together. They have a ribbon cutting on next week when they're launching an idea that we brought to them ages ago, a mobile van that's going to go over 3 counties and treat folks. Bertie County brought that idea to them. I got to say, Steve was on the task force. They finally got it funded.
So they are always up to date on what your
vision
steps are, your vision, your needs.
But I can't say that because but again, it would be up to that board member to take what we have here to that board to say, hey, or sit down with the person that's in charge.
Those are just the organizations. We have health studies for this county. You had those up there, those assessments.
Right. Who sits on the ECU board?
I do.
You do? Okay.
But who or what group in the county? Is it a commissioner?
I think
that says here's what our
ECU or health does a grand job in staying on top of what the county needs. Just like when we've done the vaccine, Ron spearheaded that. We co-spearheaded that together. Where that ECU health, we rotated the vaccines throughout the whole county, instead of, you know, just going to the high school parking lot or the middle school parking lot, we rotated through the whole county.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, and it was very successful. What do you think, Ron?
No, yeah. And see, we can bring an idea to either one of those things, but we have to know what they're doing, right? That's the whole purpose, because some of them only focus on these areas. Some focus on the larger areas. So when you bring them together, you identify, well, what are the gaps? What are the holes? You know, and the new thing, we now have some money to bring to the table around, you know, the opioid kinds of things. Right? But where does it fit?
Right.
Right. I mean, Trillium is the one kind of basically doing that, but the others are involved as well.
And we got all the,
County Manager, have we got as far as when it comes to the opioid settlement? Have they worked out all the details of everything that can be done with that yet? Or is it still in the clouds?
It's still in the clouds.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. You can't spend the money yet. But we got part of it and going to get another bigger piece.
Bigger piece.
But we don't know what we actually.
We haven't a general idea of what can be done, but the fine points
are in the cloud.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of these are these possible areas of that money? I mean, more mobile units. I mean, a mental health group, identify a mental health group to come in.
Well, I'd made a comment about regionalization. You know, I meant as far as that goes, and I think we added on to that somehow.
Answer your question, Robin, is obviously yes, but we don't know what those other units are planning. We don't want to duplicate something that they're doing. If you don't bring them all to the table, says who's, what are the priorities? Who's doing what?
Right.
Here we have a piece of money. Where do you think it might best fit us? And the association also has experts who can come and tell you, this is what we see that has been done successfully in North Carolina with this money. But it's our decision.
Okay. So who in the Bertie organization takes that forward? Is it one commissioner, like when Ms. Tammy was doing it?
Yeah.
That's our decision.
Okay. On the health board. Yeah. Okay. And on the ECU Health also board.
We have representatives on every one. We have a representative on Trillium. Ron is a representative on Albemarle Regional Health. We have somebody on the hospital board. You used to be Annie now. Is on the hospital
4 years,
board.
Yeah.
So we have somebody on every one of those boards. Every one.
So can we look to see what communities we serve or are served and are not served? Because I don't think every community is served in all of the areas. Let's just start there if we could.
Which community you feel like?
I'm asking. Well, like Mary Hill, which we leave Mary Hill out a lot because it's not a municipality, right? Like I'm just, so we should say that. But then the Blue Jays, like are in that area, is anybody served in, like rural health is in Lewiston, right?
In the woods, they serve in your woods. So, rural health serves.
Okay, so hold on. Why I'm asking that is because before you just get partners together, you should have an idea of what you'd like to see, right? So then you could at least say to them, we noticed that people in the Blue Jay area are not seen as much, or Mary Hill are not seen as much. Is there a way that the mobile units could go to here one day a month?
Yeah, absolutely. But they already, each one of those things, organizations has existing plans. We don't even know what they are. Well, no, we need to hear from them.
Tell you though, that's my whole.
But that's
point.
Yeah. Like, you start first with them telling us what they're doing, don't we?
I'm sure they're switching back.
I'm talking about any of those organizations, every one of them.
Citizens, municipalities, regions, and Bertie.
Yeah. Right, like we know that in Colerain there is the doctor's office. I don't know what it's called. I'm sorry.
And they serve everybody in Bertie County.
We know
in. Anybody can go.
Correct. Yes. Anybody can go anywhere. In Windsor, we have the health department. We have the hospital. We have, I don't know what else we have. But what I'm saying is if you look at Mary Hill, is there anything in Mary Hill where local people could go to? Just say no.
No, I don't know. They can go to any of those. They just have to travel.
Right. Michael, okay. Let me share this with In the Woods. In the Woods, we went to them.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, they was coming. They came out to the school, but I felt the older people couldn't travel. So we went to them. We went to their gym at the Blue Jay Recreation Center. And we set up shop. ECU did. ECU helped. You know what I mean? And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're agreeing with me right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, because like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we've done.
Yeah, we've done that, man.
Yeah. Do we do it on a regular basis?
I can answer that question.
We go and we ask them when you get them together, you have a question around. You're not saying they don't. you're saying this is what we'd like to see. And then they can tell you what their plan they already have is this, that, and other. All I'm saying is, could we have some questions around what we'd like to see in the county? Because I thought that's what this was about, is where the vision was and the strategic plan was. So in order to have that, you have to have some conversation about what you want to see in the county and the areas you want to see it. Then when you have the meetings that you keep talking about, you ask questions and you give them the vision of what is for Berkeley County. That's all I'm trying to ask and get across in my question.
And like I'm saying this, I hear you loud and clearly. My only comment, I think that's backwards. I think we need to go first to bring the organizations together to see what they are doing right now, what resources they have in the field, what their plans are as well. We can then share with them our concerns, right? Because I know these organizations have sat down and done the same thing we're doing. The reason that mobile health thing came up is because nobody was serving Indian Woods. Nobody was serving these places. That's where they're going. They came up with that. So they may have other plans to expand that beyond. They're covering three counties at this point, not just Bertie, but three counties. So if you bring partners together and we're the ones convening it, the first thing we want to say to them is, tell us what you guys are doing. And then we have representatives on every single one of those boards, every one, right? And what we want to do together is identify where are the gaps. We don't want to tell them what we want until we hear what they're wanting to do as well. I mean, it's a sharing of information.
Next.
I'm so over this. Senior service, y'all know there's a capacity to go
I'm going to work with the department head, who's Benita Thompson.
Now, as we're gathering input, we're going to hear more about the needs that people voice for senior service. So we'll keep adding that. It will grow. As we all share this,
mm-hmm.
we probably don't have all the needs now. Recreation. Primary capacity building for that is, of course, we're going to be sitting down with the recreation department. We have a laundry list division. Growth that they've been talking about. As we move forward and we're getting input from citizens, we'll be identifying more sharing, like aquatic center, expanded programming needs, etc. Identify existing recreation. Okay. So here we have identify existing rec organizations in a different municipality. People need to figure out, are you doing that? Is Donna doing that? Is that an admin responsibility?
No. Mm-hmm. I can work with Donna on that.
I was thinking that yesterday.
That will come in again.
Oh, I know.
You just have to remember the day you took the picture is my problem. Because I'm like, I do that all the time. Then I'm like, oh, what date was that? Because, you know, after years of it. Right.
Yeah. I need 3 minutes.
Maybe a minute. Maybe a minute. I did that before. Would it to the restaurant? No.
Hey, you went to the restroom.
No, just going to make sure it's still on the mics.
Mine are on mics. I'll turn them on. I was going to ask him about the thing you were talking about. The electronic thing. It's already gone. Hey, we were talking Assembly or any, we use Assembly. Have y'all looked into how much that would cost or?
Assembly. You said something else. Did you want to take that over? I was talking to her about it and I could not remember the name of it.
I don't know.
But it's called Assembly.
S-I-M-B-L-I.
And one minute before you came, we didn't do a survey. We all each commission. I heard everything was, we had no paper. Everything was downloaded on that agenda, all the back that you had. Well, why do we stop? I heard that it wasn't well for sleep to life. Some folks, they had old people who had Wallace Perry and other who didn't want to.
Gotcha. But now things have changed, so we've been on different boards, so maybe there's something that you
can talk about. Like it. I love it.
Okay, so maybe that's something for us to talk about.
And there was even a process, if you wanted a potentially specific agenda,
I might be sure.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
That would free up her, so.
And we'll show the meeting into the vehicle.
I've been looking at the grandchildren.
And look at some of the adults. I'm trying to some of the employees with those associations. What do they recommend?
A lot of them recommend that they might have kind of committed to the plus right as one of the top go-to because you can add it
by accident.
And get different things put in different programs. And I think it's important to call if it is time.
But sometimes the association builds things like that right up. So in the budget, whatever it's called, and decide on what's going to be. We can talk about the whole can, but include that in the budget for us to consider.
Because I've been questioning and asking some sites and all the products for like 4,000 didn't play. There's things about later, the interest about it.
It's the kind of job I can use. You might want to go and see this. Show me how it works.
Her name, I think she's with Halifax, but in North Carolina. She told me I'm going to show her children what she can do. It's kind of like a
very kind of thing. I go to the association on the state. I don't know what that's supposed to do.
Yeah, because they can educate me myself. But first,
I'm
right. Just a biology.
No, he's gone.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah, that's what I forgot. All right, economic. Mapping identifies your existing assets, whether it's land, a vacant building, areas that are necessary for growth or good, maybe it's an intersection. Maybe it's I-87. Under economic development, what is your outreach?
I can tell you a little bit about that. We got some good information about the one across the bridge. Yeah.
Talk about website redo. Making the mapping field.
Random question. Who is in charge of the website? Oh, I'm sorry. Exactly. I should have made clarified.
It's the county website, but then economic development pays for their own website.
Yes, and they are, they're separate.
Because design wise, county layout
does not support that. Right, but they can be linked, right? One can be linked to the other.
That's what I'm counting. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question about planning, because I think planning is a, you can get your hands around that. So should we be asked, who is that? Tracy's larger department, or should we be saying to them, okay, if we wanted to say, identify areas that could be for a industrial park, or if I wanted to say, Johnny, we wanted to say, identify areas that could be for state housing, which is in that 2.5 miles. If we said, what's the property within the qualified census tract? Can they do that? Should they own that and come back to us with identification of these properties? Because right now, we're just running around trying to find some.
No, that's not.
It's not Tracy.
Okay.
And that's it's a fuzzy word.
Actually, it goes down to taxes, and you get a mapping department in there that can assist in that.
Yeah. See, I thought if they go to taxes rather than Tracy. I thought it went to Tracy, but. You're talking about something bigger.
That developer is
going to. So, where's this? Who in the county does that? Is that what you're saying?
Phil does mapping.
Yeah, couldn't a mapping department, along with Tracy and whoever taxes, do that together? Could that be a task?
Okay, but I think that's this question. Who's going to identify those assets?
So we got the money. Who's going to do it? Oh.
Okay. But they will get input.
So you're saying use that money to find an outside entity that could come in. Okay, that's what, that's the question.
It could be. But we want a broad-based
housing. I got you. I got you.
It also would identify housing, would have a housing layer, transportation layer.
No, that's clear. You said we got the money and then we're going to use the money to find an organization and we'll give them direction. Different. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so planning, if you're building a house, you got to plan. But economic plan, not. Sometimes there's counties.
Well, but we had the job description, right? So is what is in the job description? We heard a lot of things, right? We heard grant writing, we're all those things, right? Initially.
Yes.
Small business is in there, there's lots of different activities that can have you know, the county involved in that. Can they provide any partnership? And that's a responsibility to the economic use outreach to small business. Awareness of retail and signature projects that again would fall under the umbrella of the economic development person.
So does that not go under mapping as well that we were talking about?
Which part? Small businesses or
where industry would go?
Oh yeah, that'll be under mapping. So when we talked about the funding that Destination Bertie got, that was for a master plan, and the mapping is part of that master plan. So, you know, that document is essential. It'll help us get funding in the future for economic development projects, long-range forecasts. But that document that has that mapping in it will also help municipalities, if they, you know, want to rehab a space or demo a building. okay. Downtown revitalization. I mean, that's definitely a capacity building move. And as we map, is reaching out to municipalities. So, you know, when we reach out to municipalities, we'll be one-stop shopping and talking about each of these different elements that we need input on in areas, not just municipalities.
Okay, occupancy tax. We just talked about it briefly yesterday. I mean, that's a capacity building move. We need to identify, who's going to work on that moving forward. We've gotten the right information. We need to sit down and go through different drafts. Has that team been identified already? Is that?
Let me mention just something about the downtown revitalization, Robert. You know, all of our municipalities, the one place they come together to talk about that is at the Mideast, because every one of our municipalities, they are great participants. Lewiston is there every time. Windsor is there every time. Orlando, Kelford, every town is there every single month. We have the best attendance of anybody, okay?
Physically,
they are there every time. And so they talk about what their needs are and downtown revitalization and, quote, infrastructure, because they look to the Mideast to point them in the area of what is available. Because if you want to get that demolition grant, if you want to get, you know, all those programs from the state come through the Mideast, that's where the funding comes, right? So I would always thought, our organization, our municipalities, if they got together separately along with the county, and instead of waiting for something to happen, we made an ask. We've met, we think in Bertie County and our municipal, we want to do this. If it's demolition, get a grant. Everybody can, or if it's something else, we do a lot of talking is done, but it's like waiting for Mideast to bring them something as opposed to saying to Mideast, go out and find us something, right? And their job is to go out and find it. And a lot of other counties, I'm saying, I give one example, great example, is Beaufort County. They always come and say, we have met, we need this. And it's effective.
Okay.
Because it puts them on notice.
County.
Not the city. County.
Yeah.
No,
it's both, because in the Mideast, they're both there. The town and the counties are there.
She was asking.
Beaufort. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Beaufort County.
Yes, because Washington County is there and Belhaven is there, right?
So, to his point, the community, all of them get together once a quarter. If you would like to get on their agenda, I'm sure they would let you.
Oh, the mayors and commissioners meet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then they could go ahead and plan ahead of time. So when the Mideast met, they would have their, instead of backwards.
So the demolition grant, something you brought up.
Right.
So having filled out two of those recently, it's a long laundry list.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It needs to be attached. And a strategic plan is.
Right. And the kind of pointing I'm is they're coming there faithfully, hoping to catch something, hoping that something will be said, as opposed to coming, we have met, we want this, find this for us.
Yeah, but once they find it.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done. Oh, no question.
And they're still going to have.
And put up all the backup paperwork with us.
Yeah, but remember, these guys are paying into the Mideast, all those municipalities. They can do work. I mean, right now, most of their ordinances and everything else is written by the Mideast.
But what she's saying is they're not following up after they get this information. Oh, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's part two to it. But they need the strategic plan. This will help them.
Oh, yeah.
This will help them. But each of those municipalities will need, if it's a 2-page document or a 30-page document, they need to have that plan and proof of when they met.
But that's the follow-up. That's not happening.
None of that's
happening. That's what we need to do now.
I'm talking about municipalities, though. I thought you were talking about municipalities.
Yeah,
they need to do it, too.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
But that's not happening.
Well, I mean, they're on their own.
No, we know. We know that.
And I know you think of it as the larger process. And I get that. Don't get me wrong. I get that, right? But sometimes I want to make it simple. If municipalities met, and we know they all have issues around downtown revitalization, if they agreed on, we need these three things, right? And they go to the meeting and say, we need these three things. Now, help tell us where that money is and what are the requirements to get it. Okay. Then we can work on it, because you're right. What they're going to find out is that some of the things you're working on now and the plan are going to be needed,
yeah.
Right? The mapping and everything else. But we never get there because we never ask.
Well, Rob, let me ask you a question real quick. Just follow up. Don't want to know who or what. But has there been instances where you said we need this if we're moving any further and you can't get it from municipalities?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Exactly what you're saying. Okay. So anyhow. End of that.
Yeah.
Everybody claims resources, don't have this. Who's going to do it? Nobody's got resources. We ain't got time, no clerk, no money. But if you do it collectively, everybody can put a little piece in the game. Individually, Powellsville can't do this for themselves. Other places can't do it. They just cannot do it.
There's got to be an opening also that they say, hey, we need them to help us, and we can't come in, because what I find out is when you go in and say, hey, this is what we're going to be doing, this is what we're going to do, there is some pushback.
Oh, yeah. And so I
would never flip it, get them to agree first what they want. Then
right.
We get them, say, this, you want that? This is what's required. And we got some, we're going up here.
I think both, I think these young ladies have attempted some of these things also.
Yeah, it's their town.
Yeah,
I mean, it's their,
no question about that.
To hear from them, maybe the county can provide some kind of assistance, the labor of, okay, sure, we'll help you put down that strategic plan, the components of it. It's not complicated, but it's going to be needed for anybody to submit a grant application. And then whatever the county does in the planning department can be attached, and it'll definitely help. We definitely need to sing the same song across the board. So, okay. All right, so infrastructure. Is it going to confuse? Can I do that? Is that too much? Oh, yes. This sounded like it was moving forward.
Oh, that's pretty much in place.
Okay.
The first part of the great grant is done for us. The state chose for us. They are implementing. The second piece, though, we have to choose, okay? And we have to put up the money. They estimate 250 to 350. We have put 500 aside. But we have to choose who's going to bring us the best value, right?
So have you budgeted for the match, that match?
We have 500,000. Yes. We got 500,000 in the bank. But it's not going to cost us all that, so we've been told, between 250 and 350.
So that's for 2023-2024 or 2024-2025?
It's all in the first part of 23. I mean, excuse me. No. We're in 23. This is in second quarter 23.
Okay. 23-24. Okay. And you said you need to decide who's going to be the area.
It's the county, county administration, with input, you know, from us. We have to choose, and I think that's the county's. The dialogue is coming directly to the county manager.
Okay.
Right.
So you need to choose the carrier. Though. That's still.
Yeah. Second quarter.
We just want to record that. What about this? I mean, municipalities, I assume we're going to, new sewer plan and how benefit know it benefits. That's input that we need from municipalities, right? To see.
We don't do sewer, but some of the municipalities have said that they have put actually infrastructure ahead of housing and things like that. They're saying infrastructure. That's why from the Rural Partners Network, the top two were housing and then infrastructure.
Okay. But I wonder if they've looked at their growth potential.
Okay. I think that's just off the top of that. They just feel like, you know, they have to have the infrastructure to do anything else.
Okay. But we can get feedback from them.
Right.
Each. Okay.
And places like Powellsville, I mean, they have an issue. It's costing them an arm and a leg to right. get their sewer through Ahoskie. And they don't like that, but they don't have an alternative at this point, right?
Did you get the gas yet?
No, not yet. Water, we need the new water plan.
Well, what is the one area that we've, now we, when you say water, you mean like our county's water department? Well, we've done good work there.
We had seen that.
Commissioner Trent responded that we have a new water plan. I think that's what his response yesterday.
Yeah, we've done great work there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think we.
So that's available as a linked document for mapping, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even with, we just got that $5 million grant just to redo all of Lewiston. I think that's about the end of the hub right there. Because so we did Roxville already.
And that's a good, that's a very good plan.
And we did Windsor, South Windsor, I mean.
Yeah.
Allows for the growth.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's way ahead of.
It's very advanced. Yeah.
And
a lot of forward thinking has been done on that.
So we go directly to Ricky to get that? Or
if Ricky didn't have it, I'd say Green Engineering would have it.
All right.
That was one of the main things, especially closing that loop between Roxville and back down 308.
Okay. How does this
that get funded? Which one? This one now?
Yeah, the water department.
Well, it was a grant, no match to it. So,
this is a great point. You've appreciated this, Mike. So we had a problem in water. We knew we did, right? Mm-hmm. What did we do? We went out and hired a consultant that was we thought great consultant. And we said to them, show us how to do it. They wrote the grant. They wrote all the stuff that was needed to do it because we didn't have the expertise, right?
Right.
That in a small county, that is the way it needs to work. You know, some counties now saying, we don't need an economic development person on staff. We're going to hire an organization to do it and let them come in and do all the stuff. If you got an area around housing, bring in a housing consultant, pay him to do it, tack every aspect of it, write the grant, do the planning, do the whole works. I mean, that's another way. I'm just saying. It worked in water, did it not? Yes. We brought them in. They did it all.
But we had to change the consultants we had before to a
because they weren't doing nothing.
They didn't want to do that.
They didn't want to do it. We found somebody who was willing to do it.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Were we aware? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because I think we were losing
right.
And so, what was it? 300,000 gallons of water a day were unaccountable.
So sometimes the solution is outside of our resources.
Absolutely.
That we have to look for an organization, third party. If we were Wake County and we had Durham County, great, in house.
Yep.
That, you know.
Yep. And sometimes you may find like you really do need an extra position. That's fine. Okay.
Need somebody to coordinate it within the county. That's what you need rather than the doers on the administrative team. You need to coordinate it through other sources.
And somebody, an outside source that deals in that particular arena, you know.
And there are those in every single one of these areas, Robin. They are consultants around recreation. Now, I don't mean that we don't have our work to do, right? But I'm worried that everything falls on our administrative team. And for them to be able to somehow put the pieces together. Yeah, they have direct reports and department heads and stuff. But sometimes we don't have the expertise or the time. I'd rather see them manage that process, sort that out, and bring ideas to this board. Let them administer, since that's what they are, rather than actually do the grunts, because they don't have time or expertise. I think we're fooling ourselves if we think they do. We knew we couldn't handle a tall glass of water. That's why we went to you. You got to help. You put the pieces together, right?
Yeah, that was a good example of that's not just a project.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. It's an area of focus, not just a specific project. It's bigger than that,
right?
Because we didn't have the other pieces. I get that part.
Okay, hold on. I missed a thought here.
I don't think that's a better way to go, Mike. We can't handle all these things in-house. Yeah.
All right. Solar. Was there any desire learning more or transportation? Talking with NCDOT about your goals, your economic development goals?
We now have a hole. Steve Biggs was the chairman of that DOT 87 board, right? And we knew where they were going. That their plans affect Bertie County big time.
Okay.
And I'm a little bit concerned now that he doesn't represent us anymore. He's representing our neighboring county. Right. So we need someone on that's connected to that.
Okay.
Because sometimes there's a conflict between what Martin County wants and what we want. Straight up. Around 87, I'm talking about.
Yeah. But they also they project so far ahead for their road improvement. Funding that if they knew, they need to know ahead of time.
And they said to us, before 87 is funded, if you want us to help do that connect from 60, which is going to be 87, to we'll do it, but you've got to make the request. So we put it in the budget.
Okay.
So we can't wait till the money's already there, then say, you know what I mean? And they asked us, they came. They made that offer. We didn't. They made the offer to us.
Okay.
That's hundreds of thousands of dollars we would not have to spend. And even if you want to do that,
rest station.
Yeah.
Visitor center.
Visitor center, right. And I just want to say, I will say one more thing about that, Spencer. First person to put together the ask for the visitor center is likely to have an advantage, right? We saw an advantage because we had tall glass of water, okay? Edenton's right across the bridge. They'd love to have it there. Martin County's on the other side of it. They'd love to have one there. We need to, if we want to do this, our ask needs to get in a placeholder saying, we're the first ones to ask. And the benefits of having it where we want it, which is a public beach, where it's a historic set, you know, all of that, right? Martin can make a big request. So could Showan County.
I don't want to be beat to the. I don't want to. We don't need to be beat to there.
Okay. Electric. We have referencing the mapping. Making sure that the grid is able to support what the growth potential is. Anything to add to that? Yes.
Got an email this morning from Colorado Pioneer and from a Robert Messenger, reference to the connectability and this, that, and the other. Supposedly, and again, I have not talked to this guy. Okay. Reach out. An unlocatable gas line, they say, is here. Okay. I don't understand that. Okay. I'm giving him a call this afternoon because they want to do a utility pothole to find this line, because at one time they offered natural gas to Orlando. Okay. And this is, they work hand in hand with Pioneer. He's a field coordinator.
So there's a gas line that they don't know where it is?
I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth.
Unlocatable, right?
Unlocatable, okay.
Right.
But he's in Colorado. He's made an email to me because I'm interested in the town of Lewiston, you know what I'm saying? Because sure. I knew about the Orlando deal, okay?
Sure.
So what the statement is that, good morning, my name is Robert Register. I've worked for Recon Utility Services, HDR, and PNG, which is Pioneer Gas, okay? And they've reached out to us to find a PNG unlocatable gas line, and they want us to do a utility pothole on the line of to verify the size of the line and the depth of the gas line. Okay. So years ago, when they started doing these gas lines, supposedly, from what I was told, I don't know if any of this is correct, okay, until I talked to this guy, that they were trying to do natural gas into the town of Orlando. Okay. And they did not want to do it. People didn't want to do it because it's going to cost so much to change over there from natural to. The other gas from the gas companies.
LP
gas. I don't know why I couldn't think of it. But anyhow, that's the deal. He goes, we're out of Colorado. And so anyhow, that's the deal. So I'll be getting in touch with him this afternoon sometime.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have that. Okay, so also they'll be mapping in infrastructure. It'll just be another layer.
And I think that's something that we need, if they haven't done it, is give us the mapping of these gas lines. I mean, would everybody on this board agree with that?
Yes. And I think they are available. And I think one of the first steps, rather than duplicate the work, is check with our partner, check with Windsor. Because I know they have been trying to get it in.
Check what?
Windsor.
Oh.
We want the mapping of the gas lines. I think they may have that.
Well, that's over here. I'm talking about all over.
Right. But I mean, they got it from the state. So, I mean, I'm sure, I think when, they can tell us where they got it. Maybe we can go to the same place and get it for other parts. And we don't. They don't have it all.
Okay.
Hey, Robin, when you said electric a while ago, I guess I'm functioning slowly, but I'm not even talking about electricity, but on that, were we talking about electrical stations for cars?
We put that under transportation.
I didn't know if that, because that's infrastructure, like you gotta have, but I don't know if you just want to put those in the municipalities or if you're trying to put a few here, there, everywhere.
Okay. Again, wrong. This may be nothing to that figure the guy on the phone.
I think they just want to. Who has the diagram showing where it is?
I know that part, but I'm just saying. Do we find out? It's okay.
No, we added it.
Remember you talking about it.
Yeah. The reason to support them, Mike, because that grant is open right now.
I know.
My understanding is Windsor's only place has applied.
I really think it was under the infrastructure for electric, because everybody has electricity right now. I think that's what it was referring to.
But if the county wanted some, we would just have to apply. We haven't.
I don't know. Just as odd to just have one by the roadside in the middle of the county. It makes more sense in the municipality.
Yeah. But see, here's the problem. Those local towns might, you know, want to fill out the application. The money's free. It's no match. It's no match.
Right.
You just have to do the paperwork.
I mean Highway 11, Highway 17.
Yeah, we should be saying
should have those.
Right.
Well, it makes sense. Okay. But where do you put them? You don't want to put them out in the middle of nowhere. They they need to be somewhere.
Well, I mean, they could be right there by the duck through, piece of property right beside the duck through. Good. You know what I'm saying?
By the ABC store. Which is that ABC the duck through you're talking about?
Which ABC
no, he's talking about Lewiston.
I'm talking about Lewiston. Yeah.
But if you put it in a municipality, of course, you know. The municipality's got to do the paperwork. If you put it in the county,
well,
the county
would have to. Sitting on the outside of it.
Yeah,
it
could. Yeah. Good.
Little pad.
Yeah.
We talked to Roanoke about that, a tall glass of water future, allowing for that EV stations. That's part of the visitor center, too.
But the money is there now. I don't know what's going to be there later, Robert.
Yeah. But it's on our tall glass of water, you know, phase 3, 4, and 5 outreach plan. So it's not being left out there, not being addressed.
No.
So, but.
But can you get the money now and then do it later?
Because I have to have the engineering drawings.
It's going to be a shovel ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Charger station?
You got to have an engineering. I mean, you got to have the engineering drawings of what you're getting ready to want to do and then submit.
They're putting in the charging station.
Listen to her.
Field.
Oh, I know. I'm saying it, but they're going to provide the charging station.
Yeah, but.
You got to say where you want it.
You got to have surveys. You got to have all kinds of stuff.
Is the surrounding area ready? I mean, okay, we know what our plan is for this X location. But is it done yet? If we're not done for another 3 years, then they take that into account.
Okay.
So they're not going to put it in the middle of the field. Yeah. But those are going to keep coming up, that opportunity.
I hope so.
I mean, if that's a broad initiative for people to expand into electric cars. It's going to keep going. And maybe every grantor is different. But down in Pamlico County, there was a municipality that wanted information on it.
Yeah.
So, but because their town hall was not ready yet, it was just getting ready to go under renovation. They just didn't fit all the checks.
I think you're right. It's going to be there forever. But right now, we said we want one on Highway 11. We want one on 17, the major highways at a particular place.
Yeah,
we're ready for that now.
If you've got the place ready, go for it. Okay. So we've got that under the EV charging station, the county planning. Which areas are ready and which are long?
Because the money is ready right now. Okay. If we can get them, we could put them.
So capacity building, we need to address who's going to be writing all these grants. You know what I mean? Let's start keeping a list of all those.
The teacher housing in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
town of Windsor. Mm-hmm.
That's right. They want it so they can get the electricity and they can get the water.
Gotcha.
That's what they're in there for.
All right. Our next steps are, and if you think of things, just call. We're going to start putting this into a more a relatable document, a tracking document on Google Docs. Is that where we're going? So that everybody can see what the input is. As we're moving things around. But more questions are going to come up about capacity building, or we'll most definitely be identifying areas that need a little bit more exploration. And then once we get all this into a Google document, we'll start to reach out to municipalities. Get input, sharing the document. We can plan ahead and start seeking meetings, scheduling ourselves with folks.
So I have a question. Because I'm not sure, this was good. I don't mean this was not good. This was good. Okay. So let me say that up front.
Okay.
But I did hear Ron say y'all did this 6 months ago, 4 months ago, however long. Okay. But I still don't have a clear vision of what Burke T. County's vision is. And that's where I think like I'm missing something, because in a strategic plan, you should have a vision, right? And that's what the five of us should be doing. Then we should have the, that's what me and you were talking about a while ago. Sure. Like the strategic, like the strategies that we're trying, like here's the three to five, because you know, goals should be 3 to 5, not more than that. So you are really, these are what we're trying to attack. And under that are the strategies that we're doing and that we're holding Juan accountable for. And so I guess we've done a full day and a half. And do we have that where it's going
to
be?
We're going to talk about that right now.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to get ahead.
No, it's good. We were going there anyway, but.
Right on mine.
So we always start off with, our vision. And then we break out into, our goals, our objectives. We did that. Now we're going to loop. How do we get there? We did that. Now we loop back to vision. All right, are we on target? And moving forward. Where did I put it? This is one of them.
Yeah.
But remember, vision is big picture, I mean, it's not drilling down into housing or something like that.
Right.
I mean, it's, we circled these, attractive living.
That's why it's generally a statement, right?
Yep. We had another here. Yeah, and that, I guess this is not.
We don't have that statement.
Oh. Thank you. One thing we agree on
today. We're a girl, boy, you dig. Here we go. Let us.
That was just. This one? Stand it when they're off.
No, I haven't seen that. That's long. I want to read that. Look on your face. It's scary.
Okay.
I knew
so
she
we've
would.
Spent a day and a half on this. What else do we have?
So I think now what is our vision? That's what we have to agree and say. Mm-hmm. We don't need to keep beating around. What is the vision? And I think Juan needs a big input as well, because while he may not be a commissioner, he is the county manager who has to, and he lives here. That's,
I agree. To get the conversation going, Vice, your wife started with a good statement, which was the goal is to for families and provide a place where families and people can meet all of their needs.
What else?
So there's a difference between vision and goals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so the vision is that really highest level big picture, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the vision is about what do we want Burke T, this community, to be, right? So that's where Mike was going, right? So a visual could be something like that Burke T will become, or it's just some words, I think. We need to be growing. We need to meet the needs of existing citizens.
Yeah.
We growth, attract new, all of those things we need to.
Mm-hmm. Opportunity.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Health. Health is certainly a, health is a big thing. Yeah.
Will provide its citizens the opportunity and access.
Mm-hmm. It's another good one.
For all, like, because when you start saying health and educate, like, then right. You start to
drill down.
Right. Don't
keep say, it higher than that. Yes.
But it's because you do have to provide your I don't want to just say families, because there's citizens. People like me in the world. Citizens, there you go. Right,
citizens.
The citizens with the opportunities.
And access to things that improve the quality of life.
There you go, which is your healthy living, like your basic needs in general. Because that's your basic needs are where you're going to get your health, your education, your...
Mm-hmm. Those things that improve the whole quality of life. Education does, health does, housing does, all of them. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a
good point.
That's much better. That means we're getting better. yes.
Because then everything we do has to fit to that. And if it doesn't fit to that, then we should not do it. Which I mean, everything should
fit. Like that. Yes.
There you go. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yep. But that's the high level statement. I like that, you know, opportunity and access.
To an improved, shouldn't that say to an improved quality of life? I mean, there's still wordsmithing. I just didn't know. I was trying to. Mm-hmm.
Provide access to our citizens, opportunities, access
to improve
quality. Call it, yeah. Or is it to improve? I don't know. What's a better word? To an improved quality of life or to improve their quality of life?
Driving this morning, I remembered what triple bottom line is. Something different. What was saying? Nucleus of folks that support it. So the triple bottom line is, it's kind of important for especially a rural county, is a really great project, a great shift to connect. Most things are so I think of, that's just what I talk about. I think about a lot of the treatment plan. Maybe that's just lingo for
you know,
environmental.
And you may not want to do this, but I understand we needed that. To me, that next goal piece is an important piece as well. And a goal shouldn't be a whole bunch of things, but it should be things like, you know, bring partners together, citizens and partners together, or, involve citizens. You know, those are goals that help that vision, but then also connect the other pieces. You know, so those goals, I'm concerned if we skip the goals, and one of the goals is define the resources needed, right, to do these things. And so those four or five goals are going to be very important, because without them, they lead you to how we do it.
So,
you're reading the email?
Our goal.
Uh-huh. From Hagen.
Expansion. First, that's first
That's what I was doing a while ago.
Opportunities. Those are what we're pulling off as goals from everything that you all have been talking about.
That's what I was going to say. That's why I think I'm a little different on yours. It's like from those big topics, we need 3 to 5. Not all of these can be the major goals. That's too many. Mm-hmm. But because under those, like we're going to should have people coming together, like, you know.
So a very high level of each one of these things, one key thing that needed our partner.
Right.
Each one of these areas that's, need to identify.
That's things that run all the way across. Right. Those are things that run all the across all of them. Those are, yeah, that's right. All right, let's say.
Partners is a common thread.
Right. Funding is a common thread. Or resources, funding/resources.
And resources.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I was saying, look at your stickies, because that's what you were writing. I can't read it from here. I'm sorry.
What she said so far, she says resources.
Mapping, I think that was a key term all over. I mean, I don't know if you want to put that, but I'm saying mapping was one that was a thread throughout all of your stuff you wrote.
Communication. I mean, how are we going to communicate this? But that's got to be there. We have to have a plan around communication in and of itself. Now, once you have so far, again, I'm sorry, I can't, you said, okay.
I don't know what the first one is, resources.
Partner, yeah. Resources.
Right. Okay.
So you got to pull up more. Pull your top one up some more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can you put municipalities up there? I understand that they're a partner, but partners are really encompassing, and your municipalities are a huge piece of more than just the partners.
Mm-hmm. Critical element. So.
Right.
Your goals, right?
No, those are not. I don't say those are goals.
Those are things that run across all the different elements. But you can build goals around those things. You can. Your goal can talk about the need for identify partners in every element. Identify. Resources. Develop the assets needed to XYZ. The communication piece. You can build a goal around each one of those. But a goal shouldn't be a one-word statement. I'm just thinking outside of the box. We don't want things to, like identifying barriers. That's not a place for that, right? That's the wrong direction. Are there barriers to any of this?
They'll pop up as we go.
As we go? So we don't need them on the list.
So. They'll pop up as we go. We don't need to second guess that.
All right. Okay.
Access may be something to consider. Because as you think about, like, we're under your objectives, like, for instance, we did a lot of talk about recreation. Recreation is about providing access, right? Even housing. Access can incorporate that as well, because you want your citizens to have access to affordable housing. But anyway, the access was just a word to throw out there. It may be a way for us to get started with the goal to encompass some of the things that we talked about.
Right. Expedite. That's an important word that needs to be in one of those goals.
Right.
Right. Right.
So, I brought up the vision, the goals, and let's reaffirm your priorities right now. Housing, the World Partners Network, housing.
Well, I think housing in general is a one. I think, again, if we want to line up with what's going to go through the not only the Rural Partners Network, but the SEDS, which is regional economic, that infrastructure is a big, I'm not saying order. Then it was economic development. It was housing, infrastructure, economic development, and then a, I don't know what the other ones were. I remember those top three. Yeah, I don't remember.
Those were the four right there.
Right. Those were the top three in that order. And that, that way we're being consistent with the other sources. We can say our regional plan says these are the priorities, right? And we can say, you know.
The other counties and the other municipalities were saying the exact same thing we were saying, what he's trying to say.
Right. Rural Partners Network says these are the top priorities.
Everybody's already in agreement to that.
Right.
Okay.
No, I just say, I mean, you get it. So what you're going to bring back to us, you're going to bring this together, right? You're going to use those words to try to write. We have a vision statement. You're going to try to craft that out a little more. You're going to take those words and try to write, in that case, five goals around those things. I mean, this is just a draft piece, right? Try to write goals around those. And then we're going to list these other big areas as the priorities of objectives within that, right? And you're going to refine those objectives down a little more to what is that going to look like when you bring back, recreation? What is that going to look like? All of those things you have there, or you're going to, how are you going to?
Take it as an action plan for recreation, action plan.
Oh, you're going to write an action plan around each one. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
12 on that.
Strategic plans, just picture. All right, pay more attention. This is your core asset. You know, we recommend doing these five things.
Right.
We're getting down. So we need to provide those steps.
When do we get this back from you?
So wait, go back. I'm sorry. Go back. Because the strategic, this should be what we grade. Now I have, what we do his observation on, or not evaluation on at the end of the year. So like you just can't put all this stuff down there. Like we need like the step, like what are under rec, what are we looking to grow?
Right.
And then that's what we hold him accountable for. Right. Not that's, but that's then we can't come back and say flood resiliency. You, if that's not the goal or a big piece of it. So I don't know.
Well, I think you're basically going to put this into a format that's more condensed.
Yes.
No. So yes, that needs.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Go ahead.
In that we're not. He is the responsible party, right? And then under the strategic plan, that's what we've hired the county manager for. Right. Mm-hmm. So like. He is going to be responsible. So in what you're going to give us, I don't need it to say water department's going to do this because like he actually would do that, right? Under the.
Well, he would give the directive.
Correct.
To the
under
water
the restructuring.
Like I discussed earlier.
Actually, yes.
Like we discussed earlier.
Steps.
So the action. Okay. So we're not talking about an action plan. That's not what I'm talking about. Under this strategic plan, here's the goals that we're going to focus on. Under that is where we're going to define, so I'll use recreation, adult 13 to 64. We're going to see rec leave for these age groups. We're going to see a aquatic center. The aquatic center will be built by 2024, right?
So that's what you're suggesting.
Yes, that is.
Let management figure out.
Well, that's a piece of it. We would work with him to get there, but that's correct. Like, I'm trying to get this board away from running the county. Like, we run him, he runs the county. And so, like, if we have the strategic plan that says, these are us five's big objective, this is what we want to see, he now has to figure out how
brings
it
back
happens.
The idea to yeah. us.
But correct. But one way ahead. To do that is we've done this piece, managers high level. I'd love to see you work with the administrative team to come up with those things in there. They need your vision as well too, but that's got to come from him because he has the resources to apply those things, who he wants, what departments, what people, et cetera. And then it comes back to us, right?
That's the action. He does the action.
Correct.
He does that. Now
he needs their help.
Well, yes, he needs your, I'm not going to say he needs it. He might can do it on his own. I'm just going to say like, it's up to him of how he gets the action plan together.
Dave Scarborough.
I just want to, I went to just a couple of years ago, the city of Raleigh. And what they did, they came up with strategic plans, five areas that they wanted to focus on.
Yeah.
Let's just take recreation, it would be totally different from what you're doing right now. But for recreation, we want to make sure that we have several different programs or processes going in recreation. In 5 years, we hope to see recreation to expand it to service 20,000 people as opposed to 5,000 now.
Yeah.
Okay, and then still from a board level with input from others, what things are we going to see in that 5 years that will help to improve that? And here's some smaller goals. We're going to hire 5 more people. We're going to do this or whatever. But then after that, it's up to us as management and department heads to come together and say, okay, I'm the department head for recreation. What I need to do to meet this year's goal is going to be to set up the program and hire staffing to do these programs. Next year is going to be promoting. We're going to come back again next year and say, well, we've met that goal. Now we're going to come up with a bigger goal of advertising or promoting or doing something bigger. You all are going to know about it because it's part of the budget process. But from the individual strategic small goal, that's going to be the department head, administration, and you approving each year and making sure. And, you know, we're going to come up to you and say, this is what we're going to do next year. But there are resources that we need to do it. What are you all going to do about that? You know, because this is meeting your overall goal of this in 5 years. We've come up with a plan. We've shown you what it needs to do to get there. Now y'all need to take your part in and say, how do you?
Absolutely. That's what he's saying. And ultimately, is when I use the term ultimately, it's the manager's responsibility to oversight this whole thing and then get back to us. Okay.
Let me define what we
and that did. Would be during budget or whenever and keep us what the final plan is.
And the community college, we just went through something very similar to this. The board of trustees sent down and identified big areas like this. Not quite this detail, but we identified 4 or 5 big areas, right? We then gave those to top administrator for the community college. Say, go work with your department heads in each one of these areas and bring us back, right? Actionable things that can be done in every one of these, right? And from those things, we built his goals to hold it accountable for that person. He says, in recreation, we can do this. Sometimes he said, I need money. Sometimes he said, I need staff, right? But he said, this is the plan. And it took 3 generations for us to agree to it because some things we thought were well done. Some things you weren't specific enough. It wasn't measurable, right? So we added those things, right? But you're right. We did this piece, gave it to him. But he can't, you then have to bring in department, even outside resources if you choose, right? To bring us something back that addresses these things. then isn't what you're saying?
That's what I'm good with.
I'm good with that. You know, but you need the help. That's what I want to say. You can, you know, and you decide what that is. You tell us what that is. If you need resources to do it, you know, then bring it back and present it.
Yes, sir.
As a draft, and this may not be all, you know, may take a couple of whatever. We have to evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I wanted to answer your question. In October, we spent about an hour.
I didn't have a question, but thank you. I didn't, but I didn't ask a question. But it was not a question, it was a statement. So I'm good.
Let's move on.
Yes. I didn't have a question.
No.
So the time is now about 11:48. This is the time we set aside for recess and lunch. Just want to talk about the remainder of the day. Recessing for lunch and coming back, working through lunch.
Let's work. He wants to identify, I'm sure, that what we just heard, but you, what do you want to do?
It's up to you all. We're
not for you. Not for you guys. Not for what you've done, bro. I'll ask you kind of, what do you need? And we're here. What do you need?
I think it's up to you all and Robin as far as.
Listen, where I don't know how much more information we can give to put something together.
We're done with that piece. What else do you need? Is there any other things on your agenda that we did? Do we need to address with the SF? It just came through or not?
We can go into closed session to discuss.
Do you guys want to deal with this with the SF? Okay, that's what I'm saying. So we're done.
Wait, hold on. Remember my email?
But
have you worked on that at all?
No.
Okay.
I think you were talking to referring to something we were gonna.
We're talking about the funding. I mean the salary thing.
Yes, we're working.
Okay.
So you're gonna bring us something back on that plan that he suggested, right?
Well, I'm sorry. I was looking at John Trent was talking to me that time.
Says he's going to bring you back to this board around the plan that you asked for.
Okay.
For the could be considered and the cost.
Yeah.
Okay. My question. Do we want to go into closed session without an attorney? Reference this situation. Or.
I haven't even read it. I don't even know what the issue is really, other than that it's there.
Okay. I think we would. I just want to bring that to the board's attention. That's all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's have a motion. Floor is open for motion.
Make a motion. We're going to closed session.
Closed session under.
Yeah.
General statute, no kind of general statute, 143-318.11A6.
Mr. Chairman, can we have this closed session in 5 minutes or 5 minutes?
A 5 minute break first? Yeah, let's take motion. We get again. So motion to go into closed session within 5 minutes. Remove
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Nay. Great. Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Else. Well, hearing no other matters on the agenda, do I hear motion to close the meeting?
I think we need another at least 3.5 hours.
Okay, great.
I make a motion. We come out and we close the meeting.
Second.
Been moved and properly second that the meeting is adjourned. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. As have it, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.